Kick five. You know.
Sunday.
It is 7 p.m. Eastern Time. So, of course, Ghostly Talk is on the air.
Yes, we are.
We are live on Zero Point Radio. If you go to www.zprradio.com, there's a bunch of people in the chat room.
I can see that from here.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's growing and growing. There's all kinds of stuff. We now even have a ZPR bot.
You've had that? Wait. Oh, no.
No, it was some other. It was Chan Server, Opera Server.
I hated him.
Yeah. Well, now we have ZPR bot. And so join ZPR bot and all the live people. I'm in there. Will's in there. Bonnie. Hey, Bonnie. Lisa's in there. Of course, Rez and RF.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're in there.
Mm-hmm.
And Rez, we love ya.
Yes.
And Phobos, of course, is in there. Pyro, Rich, Rick D, although I think Rick D is doing other things. He sent an away message earlier. Lakota, Max, Kind Buds,
Crankshaft,
bunch of people.
Billy Gear,
yeah.
Hot Rod.
Tons of people in the ZPR chat room. You go to zprradio.com, click on Interact, go down to chat, make up a name, and get into room with everyone else.
Absolutely.
You know, they talk about, you know, the show while we're on the show, while we're doing the show, they talk about other things as well. And sometimes that is quite... intriguing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I'm hurting.
Yeah,
you guys are gonna have to pardon me for the next couple of weeks because I'm adjusting to a new work schedule right now, and it's taking a toll on me because trying to like be active on a Saturday night and being at work at 6 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday, it hurts. I found that out today, actually.
Yeah, did it put a crimp in your party life?
Well, I don't think the pizza competition helped when I got here.
Well,
either.
That's the thing. Yeah, we have this the for 2 weeks in a row we've had this pizza competition.
Yeah, and people just like completely like just destroy themselves before we go on the air here on Sunday nights. Of course, Will wins again.
Yeah,
hooray for Will! He annihilated the thing like I don't know
in minutes.
It was just gone.
Yeah.
So congratulations.
I think
Will.
Our levels are hot tonight. I can hear myself very well in the headphones.
I think I sound sexy. So
yeah. Ooh.
I may have just because I can't project my voice.
Now,
like, you're like happy perky dog, and I'm like down depressed Scott.
Happy perky dog. It's a happy perky dog.
Happy perky dog. He's
but
here.
Guess what? You know, last week we talked with Mark.
Mark Russell Bell.
Russell Bell. And I had promised him, oops, that I'd put the archive up on Monday. Monday was the holiday, and then I got into work, and I just worked and worked and worked. I did not get it up. I copied the file up to the server.
Okay, so sorry, Mark.
Sorry, Mark. I did copy the file up to the server today, and I will link it up after the show. So not only, you know, everybody in the world can grab hold of it, but Mark can also, and because he wants to, you know, transcribe it.
Yeah.
So.
Which is going to take him days.
I don't know how he's going to do it. I was listening to it, and I'm like.
Yeah, between it, yeah.
We talked
babbling.
For 2 solid hours. I don't know how anybody can do you know, that, but he's going to do it.
Mm.
And he was really very, very awesome.
Yes.
So
yeah,
I don't know.
That was a very interesting conversation.
All I can say
with the gentleman.
I would be honored if I were like a really famous, you know, rich and famous talk show host or whatever. I'd be honored to have him call me.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. You know.
We learned a lot. We did.
Oh,
we learned a lot that night.
Tons. The man is a wealth of information.
Yeah, he really is.
and just awesome stuff. So,
I mean, he looks into it a lot. Well, just for example,
he's
this,
living a life.
Well,
that,
yeah,
you know, it's just full of this stuff.
But
so.
Just to cite an example, he was talking about similarities between a lot of these cases, a poltergeist, talking ghost, so to say. And I never really put the research in that deep to really see those similarities.
And that's what Ghostly Talk is about. I mean, it's about bringing new things to the table, analyzing it in hopefully new and interesting ways, and then trying to come up with a world view of the thing that makes everything fit neatly together, you know, which, of course, is not going to happen for a while.
No, never. Because
Einstein did not get his universal field theory or whatever down pat, so we didn't get it. So we just don't have a formula for everything yet, and so it's really fun to talk about, and that's why Ghostly Talk is here. Speaking of Ghostly Talk, I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L.
And our website is www.ghostlytalk.com. We're messing with it.
Yeah.
In case you went to it.
Things have been changing back and forth.
Was it last Saturday? I was at work, and you rung me up, and you go, oh, look at the site. And you had changed it over to that white and fancy background and stuff.
That wasn't clicking just yet, though. I actually got to do a lot more.
No, there's some graphic work we want to do, but we want to change it up a bit. We want to make it look fresh.
Yeah, give me some more time. Give Doug some more time.
We're working on that. Yeah, it's gonna be really exciting. So if anything, go there to see what it looks like today. You know,
it might be different tomorrow.
Same, but yeah, tomorrow it could be completely different.
I fell asleep at work today before I could get to work on the site. That was one of the things I had planned today, and I'm like, you know, I'm taking a 45-minute cat nap. I can't help it.
Well, you know, every time you work on the site, it sends us an email.
Oh, yeah.
And it says, somebody might have hacked your site. And then later in the email, if you bother to read, I don't know, I only read one, and then I'm like, okay, now I know what happened. Whenever you work on the site, you get an email.
Can I give you this automatic email?
So I look at this thing, and the first time I looked at it, and it said, I had hacked the site. And I'm like, oh, well, okay, so now these ones are saying Scott L. hacked the site, you know, and I'm like, well, he's not hacking the site, he's just updating it, you know.
Yeah, trying new
things. Yeah, that's the server software trying to protect us from, you know, from things. But it's going to be, eventually, it's going to be like, we're going to look at get these things in the mail. When a real hacker hacks the site, we're not going to know.
Yeah, really, oh, hey, boy, they cried wolf.
Be like, oh, you know.
Yeah, forget it, no big deal. Next thing you know, it's...
Scott was on there, Will was on there, I was on there, big deal.
Yeah.
You know,
That's really, it'll probably happen, too.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll bring it up, and it'll be like the Bang Bus site on our URL or something.
Yeah, redirect you to that.
Yeah, I can just see it happening now. All right, I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, yeah.
Happy days, jeez.
But, so you know, there's a lot of changes,
there's a lot of changes going on right now. We're trying new things. Summertime's here. It is the season to get active
unified
again.
Unified field theory.
Oh, thank you. Who said that?
Oh, it's got to be Phobos. Let me see.
Oh, yeah.
yes, Phobos.
Well, really?
Phobos keeps us on our toes.
Yeah. That's like the built-in buffer we have. He's like the built-in buffer for Ghostly Talk now.
Okay, you know what? I have to say, all right, I've been doing this show for years now, right?
Yeah.
And so have you.
Yeah.
And... So I'm really, really into talk radio a lot. I never in a million years thought I'd be doing a talk internet radio show, but I'm really into talk radio.
Yeah,
I listen to AM 800 CKLW primarily,
and
that's because here in the Detroit market, the coolest talk radio seems to be out of Canada, and Detroit is so close to Canada. We get really good reception on AM 800 CKLW, and that's the Windsor station. Although I have to say 97.1 FM, that's here in Detroit, and that rocks too. But other than those two, you know, the rest I tune around a little bit to see what they have to offer. But for the most part, my station's set to AM 800, so I listen to just all kinds of shows. Some are Canadian based, some are U.S.-based, some are syndicated throughout the world, some are syndicated throughout the U.S., some are syndicated throughout Canada. Mm-hmm. So we get just tons and tons of show. Today, after 8 years, I think it was 7 or 8 years, I can't remember, but it was a while, this fellow, Tom Rakovitas, he has been doing an hour-long show on food on AM 800 CKLW.
Okay.
And it was called something like the Tom Rakovitas About Food Show or something. I mean, it was just an hour. It was on Sundays. Yeah. He did this for 8 years. Now, he happens to be the fellow who owns Tunnel Barbecue.
here in Detroit.
Where's that?
Is that in Windsor?
Tunnel Barbecue is that? Yeah,
That's in downtown Windsor.
Yeah, you come out the tunnel and boom, there it is.
Yeah, you're
Tunnel
about.
Barbecue.
I've seen it actually.
And a popular hangout. Excellent ribs. They're famous for their ribs. So he's done this show for 7 or 8 years, and he announced he's retiring the show today.
Oh, nice.
He announced that. So I have to say, you know, Tom, I know you probably don't listen to Ghostly Talk, but if anybody ever runs across this and knows Tom, you know, thank you for 7 or 8, I don't remember how many years you've been doing it, but 7 or 8 years of awesome stuff.
Mm-hmm.
More power to you, and good luck in your future endeavors.
Mm.
Because,
well,
I mean,
you know, it's good that you mentioned that, because I'm not hungry at all, so it's not going to affect me in any way. It's like if you shot a gun at me right now, the bullet would just bounce off me. I wouldn't feel it. So go ahead and keep talking about food, because it's not going to stop me. I mean,
instead of talking about food, I'm going to talk about another couple of shows.
Yeah.
Here on Zero Point Radio, of course, we've got the newest show is The Nexus Domain.
Mm-hmm.
Tune in Saturdays. Listen to The Nexus Domain. These guys have got it all going.
Yeah, well, according to the schedule, because that was one of my activities I had planned today at work, was to get here after work. And according to the schedule at Zero Point, they're on at 5:30 on Sundays, too. That's the schedule.
Are they?
And I wanted to listen to them a little bit, but I
didn't know that.
I've been meaning to sit down.
Is that the replay of Saturday night, or did they switch?
I just looked
slots.
At the schedule on the front page today.
Well, I just don't keep informed.
If you go to the Zero Point Radio site, there's also a music spotlight. There's a band on there right now called the Hell Candidates. I don't know if you've looked at that or not, Doug.
No, not yet.
But this band is insane, dude. I checked their whole website out, and like, they're basically going for the world's record of like the most pyrotechnics on stage at one time. They're like trying to like completely burn a club down. Well, you know, I mean, Great White did that for us already.
Yeah, they did the.
They did
the
it
first.
By an accident, though.
Yeah,
this band's
accident.
Actually trying to do it on purpose.
Wow.
I actually talked to Mark, the guitar player.
So they
player.
Hand you, like, a flyer, or on the back of your ticket, they've got the escape routes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
are
part
all
of the,
marked
part of the whole
out.
Show,
yeah.
I actually talked to Mark last night from the band, though.
Yeah.
I managed to squeak their AIM, and I saw him pop on, so I talked to him for a few minutes, and I mentioned to him, you know, where he's like, well, where'd you hear about us from? You know, I'm like, you guys are awesome. I downloaded your MP3s and I'm digging your stuff. And he's like,
I pirated your music.
I downloaded it off of Kazaa. No, I talked to him and I mentioned that, you know, I did see it on the Zero Point Radio site. And he's like, wow. He's like, I've been getting a lot of people asking me about, you know, telling me that it's been coming from there. We've been getting a lot of email and whatnot from there.
Zero
so they're sending
radio.
Me a CD, yeah, rock and roll.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I gave him my address like a jerk, and I'm like, here, send me the CD. Could be a pipe bomb, could be a CD for all I know.
Whatever.
Who knows. But, yeah, check out those guys, too. They're a really cool band. Today, though.
Yeah, I was wondering, how long are we going to keep everybody?
Gears.
Yeah, how long are we going to keep everybody?
It's kind of like, you know, the smoothness is gone today. And our next thing we're going to talk about.
No, I thought it went rather well. I'm glad I got to talk about all the things I talked about.
Oh, yeah. Always
I'm going to miss Tom Rakovitis. I'm going to, you know, on the food show. I had to mention that. I just had to. I know it's not, you know, ghostly or anything, but it is. You know, I do radio too, internet radio, and it's important to me. So I had to mention that.
Yeah. No, excellent.
Of course, it was only here in the local market, you know.
Yeah.
But
fortunately, you people in Florida are not going to hear it. Sorry.
So the other shows, you know, some shows are going out and some shows are coming in with like Nexus Domain. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I mean,
this is like a really exciting time for radio in general, but internet radio and ZPR's, you know, ghostly?
Rotation.
No. Paranormal. Paranormal radio is just like absolutely going insane lately.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
So
a lot of exciting shows, a lot of exciting people, a lot going on. Try to keep up with it. We try to go at like a smooth pace for you. We try to keep it, you know, mellow. Well, I do.
I don't know. I think
I am
we're
right
the...
now because I'm just trying to keep up myself.
When I listen to Ghostly Talks, I find Ghostly Talks to be more energetic than other shows.
Well, I'm going to listen to this show then when I get home.
Yeah.
Because I want to hear how burnt out I sound. But regardless, today, if you couldn't get enough of Mark Russell Bell last week, Ghostly Talk has come in and brought another person. We're going to be interviewing another person.
Yeah.
This week.
We have another guest.
We're too lazy to talk anymore. So we're like, you know, we're just going to keep bringing people in every week and have them talk. So we can just kind of kick back and go, yes. But this week we have...
Wait, let me practice that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, get it down before before we get on the phone.
Yes.
Were we just talking about smooth transitions? This week we have Michelle White.
You guys.
It's yours now, dude. You're reading it now.
You guys. Everybody ought to be like totally, totally, absolutely, totally geeked because we actually have Michelle White Dove.
Yeah, coming on tonight.
Going to be on our show tonight. Yeah. And Michelle White Dove, of course, is a psychic medium,
uh-huh.
a ghost hunter. An author,
mm-hmm.
and
she just finished a brand new book.
She does this show on UPN.
Yeah,
that I've never heard of, but she does this show, and I'm so excited because, now I got to watch the show.
Yeah, she just finished a brand new book called The Ghost Stalker, that you can get on Amazon.com. We're gonna be talking about that a little bit today with her, a couple other little things. What she did basically was, she just went on this year-long excursion across the country. Talking to people about ghosts.
All right, take your headphones off. Let's pack in the desk escort and off. Here we go.
No.
No?
Not tonight.
Not the desk escort, no.
The desk escort will get us anywhere, man.
Yeah,
I have more faith in the desk escort than I do the Malibu sitting out there. The brand new 2002 Malibu. I think
that desk escort's been practicing for, 20 years?
Yeah,
it knows how to go
out
the road.
That's a veteran car out there.
Veteran car.
Anyways, Michelle did this big excursion, though. And she went out and talked to people, investigated certain areas, investigated certain cases, talked to people, did interviews, and she wrote this book called The Ghost Stalker. Brand new book. It's out. It's on Amazon. It's very cheap. Paperback, it's like $10.
Wow.
Very good deal.
I should put that on our wish list and have someone send us one.
Yeah. Throw it on there tonight.
Has anyone sent us anything off our
wish
list?
What the hell's up with that?
Nobody sent us anything off our wish list.
Well, one of the things you put on there was like a $250 gift.
Well,
what was that?
I didn't know. I mean, I'm sure that people from all walks of life listen to Ghostly Talk, and some people may appreciate it.
Maybe Bill Gates
will
step over to site one day.
You never know.
$250? I spit that. Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah, it's all yours. Oh, thank you, Mr. Gates.
What, was that little, MP3 thing?
Yeah.
Or the wave maker or whatever?
It was, it's the little storage device.
Yeah, I want one of them really bad for my EVP experiment,
I believe that one can store 100 megs. The one you have up on the site can actually.
So I should update it to the $350 model.
Well, there's a 250 meg one you can get. It's about $300, I think.
All right, I'll change it.
Yeah, we'll kick it up. Yeah, so if you guys don't mind shelling out that kind of cash, we'd appreciate it.
Yeah, right.
The rest of it's just videos and books and stuff. It's just my bread and butter.
Yeah.
So I mean, anything you want. But yeah, Michelle's book's only $10. It's very cool. I she actually has a sample chapter up on her site. If you go to www.michelle with an M whitedove.com.
How many other ways can you spell Michelle?
Shut up!
Oh, okay.
Okay, it's two.
One M, a couple L's.
Go to the website! Ghostlytalk.com. Can you spell ghostly talk?
Yeah.
Yes. Pissing me off today.
After
I'm on edge, man. I'm
after
arrested.
A year, you finally got ghostly, the T-L-Y in the right order.
Thank
Go
you,
ahead.
Doug.
You're welcome. I'm going to dig out those.
I'll spell it.
Okay.
Here we go. WW. Okay, I'm sorry. http://. www.michelle.whitedove.com.
Excellent.
Go to her website. You can actually read a sample chapter out of her this book, The Ghost Stalker. You can actually view pictures from her trip she took before she wrote this book. There's actual EVP up there also that we're going to talk to her about, too. I actually got the preview of this EVP today, and I heard some peculiar things in this piece of audio that I wanted to ask her about, too. So we're going to talk to her about that also. What else can we bring up about Michelle here? She's very cute, too. I said, I'm in trouble. I had to spit it out.
Your phone will start ringing in a second.
Yeah.
The publicist. What is going on?
No, she's a hottie. Okay, well,
she's
beautiful.
She's on that show. What show is that on UPN?
Oh, crap.
Why can't I think of it?
I totally blanked out, too.
It's like Strange Things or something like that.
No, I have it right here.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it.
Yeah. Oh.
Would you stop it? Yeah, anyway. Dead Air is our friend.
Dead Air. Anyway, so what happens is we're going to try for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
To bring guests onto Ghostly Talk. It helps us in that we don't have to plan a topic, which is our major, you know, blood pressure thing every week. And then it also helps you guys, I hope. And, I mean, we got really good feedback about Mark Russell Bell. I'm hoping that, you know, by having guests, you know, change up the topics a little bit here and there, it brings a new dimension to Ghostly Talk. The only thing I don't like is that we can't take live callers while the other person's on the phone.
We haven't adapted that type of technology yet. We have to get two phones instead of one phone.
Yeah.
And buy another mic.
And it would be just...
And that's like $10 right there.
Cost
and
prohibitive.
I don't know if we have that in the budget right now.
That is cost prohibitive. So we are just going to have some guests. And Michelle, I think, is only going to be on for an hour, so we'll have a half hour we can take calls.
Yeah, we'd like to do that. But
or talk about her.
What are we going to do? You know?
I know.
But if you go to MichelleWhiteDove.com, there's a plethora of information, including, dude, go on the Ghostly Talk site, will you, Will? It's right on the front page of the Ghostly Talk site. I updated the site myself, and I still can't. I can't.
You
remember
typed
the,
it in.
I can't remember.
The DTR isn't working at all.
Oh really?
Oh,
really?
Maybe we're not on the air.
Maybe we're not on the air. Well, can somebody... Why don't we see if we can hook up? What are we going to do here?
I don't know. Hey, Will, can you play a song?
Just pull a song off the desktop. Let's go to break.
All right, we'll go to break.
We'll go to break. We'll be back in a few minutes here on Ghostly Talk.
Question for you. What do you get when you put a woman who may or may not want a pet monkey, some heavy chains, a deck of tarot cards, a computer, and an astrological chart all in the same room?
Well, that's a really good question.
Besides a visit from PETA and a vacation in a sanitarium, you get resmerized.
You are in for some mighty big trouble.
She is Resmiranda. She glimpses us and our futures and tells all every week on Resmerized. Get Resmerized live around midnight every time a Monday turns into a Tuesday. Only Resmiranda can Resmerize you, and you can only find Resmiranda on Zero Point Radio.
This is Resmiranda, and you have been Resmerized.
Here we go, down the road, uh-oh. 80 hillbillies in Tennessee all went riding on Highway 3. They took a turn and they headed west. Why they did that? Anyone's guess. There were 87 of them when they started out. But five of them died, two fell out. One named Buck, his wife was half dead. He should have left her at home, but he brought her instead. They were driving west on County Road 8 when they spotted a house that looked just great. 4 stories tall and 50 yards wide, the hillbillies decided to step inside. They parked in front and got out of their cars, took in some moonshine in mason jars. Got got their guitars and their fiddles too, and started playing Billy, Billy, Billy Bayou. They were all laughing and a-dancing and acting real silly, but what can one expect from 80 hillbillies? They had a big party and did what they wanted. They never suspected that the house was haunted. 80 hillbillies in a haunted house. 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 81, if you count Buck's spouse. 81 hillbillies in a haunted house. They were all laughing and a-cussing and drinking beer. The hillbillies started to disappear. First there was Luke and Lula and Mac. Then there were more. It was hard to keep track. Well, Dickie Wayne Price screamed real hard.
There's 5 dead hillbillies out in the yard.
They searched the house and they found 2 more. Hector and Peanut out on the floor. They found Debbie's head on the top of a broom. They found the rest of her in the very next room. A lot of strange things happened that night. They kept finding bodies left and right.
69 hillbillies in a haunted house. 69 hillbillies in a haunted house. 69 hillbillies in a haunted house. 69 hillbillies in a haunted house.
70 if you count Bub's spouse.
70 hillbillies in a haunted house.
2 were attacked by the walking dead. 3 got a hatchet right through the head. 6 got eaten by giant rats. And 1 got killed by vampire bats. 6 hillbillies got stabbed with swords. And 1 got hit by flying boards. 3 got electrocuted by an electric wire. And 2 hillbillies just caught on fire.
45 hillbillies in a haunted house. 45 hillbillies in a haunted house. 45 hillbillies in a haunted house. 45 hillbillies in a haunted house.
46 if you count Bub's spouse.
46 hillbillies in a haunted house.
Downstairs, hillbillies danced all night. Upstairs, they were dropping left and right. Drinking moonshine, 100 proof. 2 hillbillies just fell off the roof. 3 got strangled by the crawling eye. And 2 hillbillies just started to fly. 3 got eaten by a giant moth. And 4 hillbillies got their heads chopped off. 2 hillbillies had a heart attack. And 1 hillbilly got stabbed in the back. 3 hillbillies had screaming fits. And 4 hillbillies got shredded to bits.
21 hillbillies in a haunted house. 21 hillbillies in a haunted house. 21 hillbillies in a haunted house. 21 hillbillies in a haunted house.
22 if you count Bub's spouse.
22 hillbillies in a haunted house.
5 hillbillies just split in 2. 8 got chased by sticky black goo. 7 hillbillies watched I Married Joan. But during the commercial, they turned to stone. That only left Buck and his half-dead wife. And Buck got stabbed by a flying knife. She sat and watched him as he bled. She's the only one left and she's half dead.
1 hillbilly in a haunted house. 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 She's so tired she's gone back to bed. She's the only one left and she's half dead. Suddenly Buck came back to life. He sat straight up and he told his wife, I don't care if you're half dead. Come with me back to bed. If we're gonna increase our population, we better get started with some calculation.
2 hillbillies in a haunted house. 4 hillbillies in a haunted house. 8 hillbillies in a haunted house. 22 hillbillies in a haunted house.
Make that 50 thanks to Buck's spouse.
50 hillbillies in a haunted house.
Well, this show started out real well.
Well, I mean...
Well, actually, it did start pretty good.
It
and then,
started out really well, and then there was a power outage in Texas.
Yeah, great.
So, well, at least where Zero Point Radio's headquarters are.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you guys missed most of our break. And that was a really good one, too, so you'll have to get it off of the archives.
Yeah.
We are extremely, extremely lucky to have Michelle Whitedove with us. And tell us a little bit, Scott.
All right.
Tell us a little bit about her, and then we'll bring her on the air.
All right. Formally, Michelle White Dove is a well-known psychic medium and channeler. She's naturally gifted. She's been naturally gifted with this since childhood, and she has the ability to connect to guardian angels, spirit guides, and loved ones on the other side. Her abilities allow her to relay personal information from the spirit world to those on the earthly plane. Now, we were talking about in the first half hour here about Michelle's new book, The Ghost Stalker.
Yeah.
She's just returned from a trip where she visited some of America's most haunted sites. We were discussing that just a little bit on a high level. Seeking information from the wayward souls as to why they chose to stay earthbound. Her mission is to enlighten humanity and spread the knowledge that we do need, do indeed survive the transition we call death. We live forever, basically. So Michelle says, "How you doing, Michelle?"
Great. How are you?
Oh, we're pulling our hair out per usual
well,
around here.
Well, at least we didn't have the power outage.
No, we didn't.
Time.
No, we didn't blow
yeah.
up this time.
So we're happy about
we're
that.
We're happy about that.
It is so exciting to meet you and talk to you on the telephone. I can't tell you how honored I am. No, really. Here's the thing. I don't know if you know that much about us because we're basically a rather small internet radio show.
Okay.
We're broadcast on a network called Zero Point Radio, which has thousands of listeners worldwide at any given moment. But what happens is most of our stuff, most of our listeners listen to archives. So even though you know there's like a small live audience, pretty much throughout the weeks to come. Our actual audio files are up on the web for people to download, and literally thousands of people.
You do it at their leisure, then.
And that's the beauty of the internet kind of radio show that they don't have to be here between. Well, we're in the Eastern Time Zone, so it would be 7 and 9 p.m. Eastern Time is when we do our show. They don't have to be there all the time. They can just go and download it if they should miss one. And so, but we do take live callers, which is why basically you're a live caller.
You're a live caller this week.
We called out, but it's the same thing. You're using our telephone equipment to talk to us on the air. And sometimes we take live callers all throughout the show and just talk about whatever. We personally are ghost hunters, amateur ghost hunters, and then also we do this radio show as well. So this is the kind of stuff that we just absolutely love to talk about. Tell us about yourself and what wasn't covered in the little intro thing that we had, and what brought you into this. This is fascinating to me.
You mean the ghost stalking part?
Yeah,
the ghost stalking part. Yes.
Stalking part. Yes, because you know, as he mentioned, I was born this way, naturally gifted as a psychic and a medium, more so than. As we know most people to be, because I really do believe everybody's intuitive, but some people are much more intuitive than others, obviously, and skills of mediumship are completely different because you're actually having conversations with the other side. You're channeling that information, whether it's about a loved one or a ghost, in this case, when I wrote Ghost Stalker. All the stories that have been done on the Discovery and the History Channel is what got my curiosity and what really got my interest enough to want to go on this journey.
What did you do before you, I mean, you had to like uproot and say, that's it, from this point forward I'm on this journey to find what I'm seeking. Did you have to like quit a day job kind of thing?
I see where you're going. Okay. Currently I do a TV show on UPN that's called Between Worlds with psychic Michelle White Dove. It's very similar to the John Edwards show. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Oh, yeah, we are.
Okay.
Very, very familiar.
It's not like that. I'd like to think it's a bit more educational, but the format's kind of similar in the fact that I give messages to the audience and then do a live reading. So I do that. I also write books, as you know. I have She Talks with Angels, Angels Are Talking, Ghost Stalker, and I'm currently working on my fourth children's book. I do private counseling sessions during the day. Throughout the world, all over, many people, and I teach and I lecture, and so this is really full time for me, and I've been doing this for years.
So this is your vocation,
is my right?
Oh man, you know, because for us, because I've got a day job, you know.
Right.
And
this is my day job.
I'm so jealous.
So this is my day job, although, my night job, my 24/7 job. But really, it's a way of life, you know. I don't even think of it as a job.
It sure sounds like it.
Because it's something that I love, and I like helping people. So it's just been my calling, and I guess I've been grateful enough, or shall I say, blessed enough where I can do it, and I do feel like I'm making a difference. But Ghost Stalker, that came about really fast and unexpected. I was watching TV one night, and they were doing a story on all the haunted places across the United States. And I thought, well, you know, I have an advantage as a medium. I can see these spirits, and they're always looking for me. So I wanted to see why these spirits were there, and if they were really there, in fact, you know, and what was their story. I wanted to be the one to tell their story and also educate people about that phenomenon, because I think there's so many assumptions and just bad information out there about ghosts and what people understand as ghosts, or, you know, haunted places, or even exorcisms. That's where I specialize in. I'm actually called in to do exorcisms and clearings and blessings.
Oh, wow.
Well, an exorcism...
Here than the ghost stalking.
Well, an exorcism kind of thing, though, wouldn't it be, like, that would mean that the ghost, what, does not want to leave, or doesn't know it can, or, I mean...
Right, if you're dealing with a ghost, as I'm sure you guys have already probably figured out, sometimes what you think you're going in to deal with a spirit, or spirits, meaning a wayward spirit, a human being that was human, right, in life as we know it, had life, and then at the time of death, the physical body, they didn't cross over into the light for whatever reason, whether they were attached to that particular location, house, or business, or person, or if they were murdered and they're seeking justice, or if it's a suicide and they're, you know, fearful. So you always have to go in and find out, well, who are they, and what's it, you know, why are they here? But it depends on what you're dealing with, because sometimes I'm called in and there is not a ghost. There's what I call an imprint, an actual imprint of the, let's say, the horrific murder that took place there. It leaves a scar on that place and time, and it bleeds through, and people are seeing the same scene unfold, let's say at 12 o'clock on the staircase, if a woman was murdered, and they think it's an actual haunting, but it's just a holographic image that's playing itself out.
Right, we call that a residual.
Yeah, residual haunting.
Yeah, that's
sort of
another
thing.
Way of putting it. Yeah. So, you know, that's the other thing. You have to know what you're dealing with, I guess. So I always go in and go, okay, no, this is an imprint, or this is, we're dealing with one ghost, or are we dealing with two, or maybe we're not even dealing with a ghost, we're dealing with a lower entity, or what I call a dark entity.
Oh, in which case you got to pull out the big guns. The
big guns, yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
It was a lot of fun to write Ghost Stalker, because for me it was like a vacation in a way, a vacation with some activity, but, you know, it was a lot of fun to go to these places and find out the history. I gave historical facts and then talked about what happened to my crew and myself, and then I gave the channel information.
Well, that's one of the. I read the sample chapter on your website for Ghost Stalker, and one of the things I pulled out was you were discussing in this sample chapter about invoking spirits or performing exorcisms or using Ouija boards, for example.
Right.
And you you basically warned strongly against that, because for the simple fact that we're not you, for example, who would have more experience in this, and you see these things on an everyday basis, probably, we wouldn't be able to tell the difference between a darker entity as opposed to, you know, how would you say, it's a regular everyday schmo who just, you know, who wants to talk to you, maybe wants to communicate, as opposed to a dark entity who will, I believe, if I remember correctly, you said that you would leave the session, for example, if you're using a Ouija board, you'd leave the session very confused, very distraught, because of this dark entity would basically, within their web of lies and deception, they would confuse you to the point where you wouldn't even understand what was going on. And, well, maybe you...
It's depending on the person, how vulnerable you are.
Yeah.
How well protected you are, what is your faith, and do you know how to work against that, or maybe with that, you know, protecting yourself really is what it comes down to. And I find that everybody's different. And also, how much insight do you have into that about ghosts or lower dark entities? Most people don't even believe in it, much less how to work with it, you know, how to deal with it. They have to call in somebody else. Let's say if they really have a hot, active house, place, where they're having to deal with that, and they don't know how to deal with it, and that's when they call in someone like myself, or they go, they turn to their religion. A lot of people turn to their church and ask for a priest or a rabbi. That's not my deal at all. You know, I don't claim to be a part of any man-made religion or denomination. I just refer to myself as being spiritual, and certainly believing in God, and obviously invoking that power, that God's white protective light, and working with not my own support team in the angel kingdom, but not in the traditional religious way that most people would interpret that, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not my deal.
We hear that a lot.
Yeah.
The show is called Ghostly Talk, after all. So.
Yeah.
I know you guys are, there with me and open-minded.
Yes.
What I'm seeing, though, is like two stages, though. People like me and Doug, I mean, we don't have the abilities, we haven't tapped into it yet, let's just say that.
Right, we're working on it.
We're working on it.
Doing the meditations, and we're trying to develop a little bit more sensitivity to the afterlife.
Yeah,
what
we're trying to do, though, basically, we're trying to prove that, for example, in a location that, hey, there is something going on here.
Right, and then what it is that you're also trying to figure out. Is it a ghost? Is it more than one?
Yeah.
Is it a imprint? Is it just a... energy that's left over, somebody else that was living.
Right, and we're also trying to get, some kind of proof that our mothers could understand, such as a photo.
Well, that's what we're trying to do primarily.
Or a recording.
It's really common for that. Orbs show up all the time in photos, or some people refer to them as globules. You know, I tried it in my book to break it all down, what these words mean, and the difference. I think that it's pretty easy now to get spirits to photograph. Matter of fact, sometimes it's easier to get them on film or audio or video or any, with camera equipment than it is to the eye or to the ear. Did you pull up, I don't know if you checked it out, on my website, we actually gave the audio when we were in Myrtle's Plantation.
Well, yeah, we were going to ask you about that because I actually did give that a good listen today. And there were a couple things I heard within that audio. For the listening audience, it's about a 7-minute piece of audio. And about 4 minutes into it, actually just almost exactly 4 minutes into it, I heard something very peculiar. We didn't get a chance to really sit down and talk with you before we went on the air.
Right.
But I wanted to know, we'll probably do this for the next half an hour, but I wanted to know if we would be able to play maybe a piece of that on the air. Would that be okay?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, great. I just want to... Hey, we're just checking in with you on the air here to make sure that's okay.
We'll cue that up then while we're talking. I have a question, though.
Sure.
Because I know we're going to do that next or soon.
Yeah.
But I do want to know, when you went around the country, because this is, face it, you're talking to people who love to do this kind of thing, right? And we wish we could, hop in the, I have a little tiny high mileage car I call the Death Escort. And I would love to hop in the Death Escort and just go, The thing is, when you met with people, the people that you met with, the people who are having, who are either proprietors of the business and they're experiencing this every day, or the people who live in the haunted house, or the people who have to drive by the haunted churchyard or whatever it is.
Right.
The people you dealt with, the people who are not sensitive, who are, going to work every day and things like that and have 8 million things coming at them at any given moment, how do they deal with it? Were they happy to see you and learn from you?
For the most part, they really were. I'd have to say that I really didn't come across as much skepticism as I thought that I would, or as close-minded people. They had already experienced it for themselves, so I didn't have to convince them. Not that I was trying to, but, I didn't really have... to prove, I suppose. They knew that was already there, meaning the spirits or spirit, and that they wanted to see, what can she learn from it? Because thinking of me, and I don't want to sound pompous, as an expert, because I think we always have something more to learn, but definitely more experienced in that area than them, that maybe I could explain a few things. So they were really good about it all throughout the trip. We went into the Queen Mary. I don't know if you're familiar with Queen Mary in California.
That is my dream trip.
that's really haunted. You would just have a field day there. And then, as I said, that's my two favorite places when we did this trip, and Myrtle's Plantation. Myrtle's Plantation actually beat the Queen Mary because there was just so much more activity. It was insane. I mean, people were spirits were reaching out and touching you. We actually had, at one point, this lady had night vision on her camera.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never seen anything as clear other than this particular night. And we could see out between two trees on the grounds of the bed and breakfast called Myrtle's Plantation, this large ball of light, like an orb or a globule. And I'm looking out there, and people come from all over the world to have their first, you know, ghostly experience. And they're all going, hey, you're the psychic, because there's about 10 different rooms that could be occupied. And as I said, different groups of people from all over. They're like, what do you say over there? I'm like, well, put your camera, because we definitely have what looks like to be a wayward man. And he was the man that was considered the groundskeeper, or, you know, would keep everything going and in order when the plantation was up and running. And sure enough, she put her camera there, and all of a sudden the camera went out of focus, but her hands were perfectly still, like, you know, if the TV goes out. And I said, rewind it. So she rewinds it, and then we can see this ball of light bouncing between the trees. And then the camera goes out of focus again, and I'm like, no, just keep filming, you know, just keep it there. We rewind it, she goes back, and sure enough, this orb or ball that's bouncing between the trees goes into a man, turns into, from this ball of light, into a man, but you only see the side profile where he's walking, and you can actually see him taking about three steps. You can see the color of his pants, his shirt, you can see that he was a black man, the outline of his, the silhouette of his face. I mean, it was amazing. And then he goes back into this ball of light and then goes off the camera. It was just crazy.
Do they know, like, in these cases...
He was watching us. He definitely knew that we were there, and he felt like it was kind of an intrusion, you know. They're not always happy about people being there, especially if they feel that it's their place or their home. And this was a home that was ran as a plantation and now is a bed and breakfast, except minus the breakfast. You know, it was, there was just so many spirits and so many ghosts, and the audio that we picked up, that went on for 3 days as we were there during the night. And I talk about a portal or an opening on these grounds, because the people that lived there were a lot of, let me put it this way, there was a lot of voodoo going on.
Oh, yes, that's the Deep South.
You're going to die, boy, you're going to
die. If you listen to that, you can actually hear like a kind of drumming effect.
Yeah, you know what? I listened to that this morning. Now you got them. Now my antlers are up. I listened to that thing this morning, and it's rhythmic.
It really is. But that was like, this is really going to freak you out. We were staying in this is terrible, but they called it the slave quarters. You have to remember,
yeah,
it was a plantation, and
right,
they used to do, I think it was cotton, or they switched to indigo, I'm not sure. But there's a lot of history on this, on these grounds, and whenever you have a lot of history and bloodshed and activity, you're going to have spirits there. It's really like two worlds are merging. The spirit world isn't as far as we think. It's right next to us, and sometimes really in the same room you have the spirit world and you have the what we think of as our world, our reality, and they bleed together. And then that's where you get, in certain locations, like a portal, an opening to the spirit world.
Can they, as a typical rule, like, you know, like, for example, me sitting here, I'm in what we call the haunted basement studios, but we don't really, you know, it's not really haunted.
Right.
But what I'm wondering is, like, just like I cannot see anything right now at the moment or feel any vibrations or anything, I mean, it just feels like there's nothing untoward going on at the moment. Is it the same on the other side? Like, are they normally not seeing or sensing us, or do they know?
Manage. They do see us.
Oh, so they really have are closer to us than we are to them.
Absolutely.
It's like, okay. Okay, I've often wondered that.
Because we have a curtain, or what they call a veil, between our world and theirs that keeps us kind of separate, at least in our minds, unless you can walk between both of those realms, or you're a sensitive or a psychic or medium, however you want to put it. But they have the access to us at all times. That doesn't mean they always choose it or they intervene, you know, but they definitely have it. They have the advantage. They have that knowledge or insight.
So really what it is just a really glorified set of mirrored sunglasses. They can see us, but we cannot see them.
Got it. Perfectly said. And when we were on Myrtle's Plantation, we were being smart, you know, sarcastic, I suppose. And one of my girls that were with me, I call my girls my little entourage, and they were trying to sleep in the slave quarters, and I was up in the main house. And I thought that would be where more activity was. Boy, was I wrong. And there was activity there, but not like this. And she said that none of the people in the slave quarters could sleep because there was that noise going all night long and this knocking. And
yeah,
you know, just like this whole other world was around them, which it was. So they kept, she slept with the lights on. She did everything she could. She was scared to death. So we ended up putting a tape recorder out there, and we hid it because we didn't want anybody, you know, seeing it and playing a joke on us. And anyways, that is how we captured the audio that you listen to if you pull up the website.
Yeah.
But you can also, I'm trying to think if we put that on the website or not, MichelleWhiteDove.com, but I don't think we did, but we knocked because we could hear this knocking, and so, as I said, we're being smart, so we start doing, you know, dun, 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 and it answers us back. Well, I just about, you know, peed in my pants.
Yeah.
Well, that actually
happened. Not only did it answer us back once, but this went on like a game. That I started being intellectual about it, analytical and skeptical, and I said, you know what, this can't be real, you know, come on. Just the fact that, you know, it could answer you back and mimicking your sound. But you know what I got a visual of as a psychic was that they're on their side of the veil looking in on us going, this is an intrusion. What are these, like, almost like how we think of them as ghosts, they think of us as ghosts. I think the way that was really depicted well was The Others. Was it The Others?
Yeah.
The movie with Nicole Kidman.
That was The Others. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, like, she kept thinking that it was an invasion, but the truth was that it was, if you watched the whole movie, at the end, they were the ghosts.
Yeah.
So I thought that was really well put. And also The Sixth Sense was a good movie that I think gave a lot of information or insight into how that really happens, except, of course, they, you know, made everybody more gory than what they normally are.
Yeah, you don't, when you see, like, if you were to run across a ghost, and I believe I've only seen one ever in my life, but when you run into them, they don't look like the Hollywood version, do they?
No, I mean, I've seen it a few times, but it's really not that common, and most of the time, they don't want to walk around looking like that, even if that's how they died. Like, let's say if they died in an accident, and it was very, you know, gruesome. They'll take on their lighter body that they had, or their physical body that they had in life, but a lighter version of it, like a holographic holographic image that you can put your hand through. You can see them. They can take form, but it's very, think of a cloud, and they just have that, you know, form of or look that they had in life.
Well, I had the experience where I was with a psychic, not a medium, and I know there's a difference, and I'll ask you about that in a sec. But I was with a psychic, and we were in what we considered a haunted place, and she says there was this girl there, and then later on there was this woman, and she communicated with both of them, and then after a while she came to the conclusion, but it wasn't apparent right then and there. This was after, you know, rethinking and talking out the situation, trying to get it all down, you know, for posterity. We tried to write down, you know, some of the things. And she says, you know what? That was the same person. That person lived there, was there her entire life, and she appeared to and talked with me as two different aspects of herself from two different times.
Oh, I got you. Like, took on the form as her child, her younger self, and then what she was as an adult.
And then later when she was an elderly adult. So what had happened was it depended on the feeling that I got talking to the psychic was that depending on the message that she wanted to convey or the feelings that she wanted to convey to my friend, the psychic Kelly, she took on different aspects, you know, in order to help convey the message.
They can do that. You have to understand that they're not in a physical body like we have. They're not limited to, you know, space and time and distance and the way we know it. And they travel by their will or their thought. And they also can travel by fog. They can travel by their what they look like in life, or even take on sometimes like light or darkness or an animal, or you know, or you not even see them. Are you not even see them at all? Sorry, I just hesitated because I just got freaked out for a minute.
Oh, no.
I'm like, okay, look, let's just not have the ghost not act up while I'm doing this interview.
No, we don't
I
want
hope
that.
Not.
We don't want that at all.
Oh, I just had a little answer prayer. I lost my dog before this interview, and I was like,
oh,
I mean, the interview, and my assistant just found my dog, so I'm very happy. So
that's phenomenal.
Oh, you lost your dog. The dog ran away. We thought you lost your dog. Like,
yes.
you lost
anyways,
your dog.
Anyways, you're absolutely right. They can change forms. They're not limited to, you know, how we are in our body. We're stuck to it. You know, we're attached to it. They're not. They're outside of time and space.
So what's the, so I was, at that particular time, I was with a psychic. And you're a medium or a psychic medium, and what's the difference?
Big difference. A psychic doesn't mean that they're talking to spirits. They're actually not. Or they, if they are a medium, they're going to refer to themselves as psychic/medium, not just a psychic. Let me do it this way. A psychic gets information about people, past, present, and future. So they can get images, they can get energy and read it, you know, details, some petty, maybe sometimes if they're a good psychic, they can get great information about your health or your career. You know, again, past, present, future. But a medium is the middleman between the spirit world and this world, and they're bringing the information across. So they're like the voice. It's like spirit using our voice box, our vocal cords, you know, to articulate what it is that they have to say. So we're really like an instrument, I think, between the two worlds, and we're having direct conversations or communication with other spirits or entities where psychics don't do that.
Oh, okay. Well, she then in this particular instance, she was then being a medium.
Being as a medium, and a psychic, yeah.
Yeah, because she's. I know that one of the things that her guides are having her do now to develop herself in, you know, fulfill herself is to go around with us sometimes and see what she gets. And evidently, they introduce her to some other otherworldly entities sometimes, and so perhaps they're trying to develop her mediumship as well.
About, you know, different spirits or things that happened in the places that you're going to through her own guides and her guardian angels, through her support team and spirit.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, that's what she mostly gets. It's break time.
We need to take
a break.
Yeah. We need to chill out for a second. Michelle, can you please stay with us?
Sure.
Excellent. Cool. We'll be right back here on Ghostly Talk.
Question for you. What do you get when you put a woman who may or may not want a pet monkey, some heavy chains, a deck of tarot cards, a computer, and an astrological chart all in the same room?
Well, that's a really good question.
Besides a visit from PETA and a vacation in a sanitarium, you get resmerized.
You are in for some mighty big trouble.
She is Res Miranda. She glimpses us and our futures and tells all every week on Resmerized. Get Resmerized live around midnight every time a Monday turns into a Tuesday. Only Res Miranda can resmerize you, and you can only find Res Miranda on Zero Point Radio.
This is Res Miranda, and you have been resmerized.
Thank you. Hey, Scott, it's Doug.
Hey, what's up, Doug?
Well, you know I've been working on that phone thing?
Yeah.
Mostly talk?
Uh-huh.
Well, I think I finally got it. I got one of them toll-free numbers for folks to call in with.
Oh, yeah? What's the number?
Well, it's 1-888-520-1969.
Can we write this down? It's 1-888.
Yeah.
520.
Mm-hmm.
1969.
That's it.
Excellent. Good work, though. We'll talk to you later, dude.
Cool. Catch ya.
All right.
Bye.
MrOlaf.com. See what you've been missing out on.
Funny videos that will make you poop your pants laughing.
Services such as web and pop3 email, image editing, and logo design at very low rates.
Funny videos that will make you poop your pants
Free
laughing.
Free streaming and downloadable videos.
MrOlaf.com.
That's www.MROLAF.com.
Funny videos that will make you poop your pants laughing.
Yourself and covered with a perfect shell, such a charming, beautiful exterior, laced with brilliant smiles and shining eyes. Perfect posture, but you're barely scraping by. But you're barely scraping by. Well, this is one time. Well, this is one time that you can't fake it hard enough to please everyone, or anyone at all, or anyone at all. And the grave that you refuse to leave, the refuge that you built to flee, the places that you've come to fear the most, is the place that you have come to fear the most. Buried deep as you can dig inside yourself, and hidden in the public eye. Such a stellar, monumental loneliness, laced with brilliant smiles and shining eyes. Perfect makeup, but you're barely scraping by. But you're barely scraping by. Well, this is one time. Well, this is one time that you can't fake it hard enough to please everyone, or anyone at all, or anyone at all. The grave that you refuse to leave, the refuge that you built to flee, the places that you've come to fear the most, it's the place that you have come to fear the most.
You can't make it hard enough to please everyone, ready. That you've built to flee, the places that you've come to fear the most, it's the place that you have come to fear the most, it's the place that you have come to fear the most.
Back.
We are back. This is Ghostly Talk.
We're with Michelle White Dub tonight, speaking about her new book, The Ghost Stalker.
This is an honor and a privilege to have Michelle with us because I'm learning so much.
Yeah.
And you know what what you guys didn't get to hear? During the break, we got to talk with her, you
mm-hmm.
know, and we could talk as fast as possible and stuff like that because we weren't on mics or anything.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that Michelle has helped clear up for me Scott and Will and myself, we're out and about throughout the summers, sometimes throughout the winters, ghost hunting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, going to cemeteries, going to haunted sites and things like that. Why do we go out at night? And just coming up in the conversation, Michelle mentioned what's up with the nighttime. And Michelle, I have to say, you've helped me help thousands and thousands of others and explain to us what this nighttime thing is.
Okay, well, if anyone that has had an encounter with a supernatural or a ghost, it's always at night, 99% of the time. And the reason for that is the energy is higher, the vibration is higher at night. Things quiet it down in a way that, you know, that we don't get during the day, because I think you even said earlier, people are running around like chickens with their heads cut off, you know, working, driving, distracted, and you're not as open to receive as you are at night. You're literally, like, your defense mechanism is even kind of shut down. And a lot of it goes on if you also when you're sleeping or about to go to sleep, or you sleep and then you're woke up. But even if, let's say, you're just it's dark out, and you'll always find prime time for activity is around midnight to 4 a.m.
Right. That I've noticed.
Right. 3 o'clock being the witching hour.
Yeah.
That's like the perfect time usually when two between four is usually when you really have a hot activity. But anyhow. Another reason for it, not just only because we're not distracted at night and we're more quiet, we're easy to get to, but it's like our nights and days are reversed with the spirit world, for if you want to think of it that way. But the shadow, if you've ever seen a shadow, how do you see a shadow? Because there's light, right?
Right.
The darkness, you're actually able to see it, but if it was dark, the shadow would just blend in with the darkness. Well, it's the opposite for night. How do you see a globule or a ball of light? You see it because of the back dark nightness. Because
all of a sudden everything is dark, so when there is an energy ball there or an energy presence there, it actually, you know, is visible then.
Right, it makes it more visible, or it kind of, I don't know, we'll say amplifies that. I mean,
Yeah, because the ambient lighting is different at night here on our plane.
It's
darker, and so the anything lit up, you see better.
Exactly. So if you have, you know, a pitch black sky, that's also where we see some of our craft, but I'm not even going to go there. That's a whole other subject. But, you know, that's how we're able to see these balls of lights, these globule lights, globes, however you want to put it, is because it makes like a backdrop for it. And it just is easier. And this is, they know this. The spirit world knows this, and so they always come to us at this time. And then also because when we're sleeping at night, the doorway is open to the spirit world, and we go out of body, and so it just makes it very easy for them.
When you were out on your journeys doing, and the journey, was that in preparation for the book, or was that part of the UPN thing?
No, my UPN is completely different.
Oh, okay.
Actually, you know, we actually go out to Colorado and shoot for that, and that's all like out west, the whole state of Colorado, Montana, Nevada.
Okay.
You know, me pick up Between Worlds, the show that I'm doing, and if you have satellite. But that's the CV, you know, the book Ghost Stalker. This trip prepared us, and this was the work that I had to do to actually have Ghost Stalker. Our Ghost Stalker was born from this trip, I should say.
And when you were doing this, you had a crew, your entourage, right? were any of those like non-believers, or were they open-minded, or if they were
open-minded, but they're not gifted. Melina's very gifted. I shouldn't even say that. She's very psychic. But my assistant Shantae, she really doesn't see too much or hear too much unless it hits her over the head. So it's kind of nice, you know, that when something would happen, that if she was aware of it, that really validated it for me too, you know, because she just wasn't, she's not connected to that world.
Right. So she's more normal, I guess, or...
Yeah, about as normal
and
average in that way, not average...
Yeah, because my definition of normal changes day to day.
Yeah, that's for sure. But she really doesn't have any intuitive ability. Tell me. Okay, maybe a little bit, but, you know, she would be like what we would consider the collective consciousness, I suppose, or most people. And then Melina, she's very psychic. She doesn't work as a medium. She doesn't have those skills yet. But she was also very much aware of what was going on. And for me, it was just like, it was like a carnival, you know. It was a circus. It was crazy. At one point, there were these two men that were in the house with us on Myrtle's Plantation. They gave me a key, and they allowed me access to the house during the night because we were filming, and I wanted to capture something, of course, with the equipment on tape, on audio, video. And we were standing there. We were actually in the foyer. I believe that's what they call it, and the piano was there. And this little girl loves to make herself known at night. You can hear her singing and laughing and running down the stairs, and she's very active, and they've been able to capture her with a lot of different photos, and everybody's been out there, ABC, NBC, Fox, Discovery, they've all been out there trying to do a story on this particular location. And I was standing there, and I had on, I believe a nightshirt, I'm not sure what I was wearing at the time, but we were all standing in a circle, and all of a sudden I felt somebody tugging on my shirt, on, you know, from behind, as if a child would come up and tug on you. Well, not only did I feel it, but you could see it. You could see my shirt, like, being pulled, but you couldn't see the hand that was pulling it.
Oh, wow.
Everybody just about fell down.
Oh,
it was like,
yeah.
Freaked them out. I mean, they could see it with their eye. So it's like something like somebody picking up a lamp and bringing it across the room, but it seems like it's floating.
Yes.
So that effect.
Mm-hmm.
That is phenomenal.
It got their attention, yeah.
Yeah, that's like, hello, we are here.
People always go there and complain about the children, but there are no children there.
Oh, wow.
There are. There's a little boy and a little girl, and these were the two that were killed, murdered by the slave Chloe that took care of them. She was like their nanny in Myrtle's Plantation. So if you really want to have a great story or you want to have an experience, that's definitely where I tell you to go. Myrtle's Plantation, and then also the Queen Mary, but they don't allow you access to the pool area during the day and night, other than a little tour that they do, a ghost tour that they do.
So you have to go on their specific ghost tour in order to get to that area,
which is very hokey. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's about as effective as just running through there as loud as possible, jumping up and down.
Yeah.
You would not be able to do anything on a ghost tour, because we've been on ghost tours.
We've been on ghost tours.
It's terrible, yeah. I mean, you just can't do anything. You're absolutely right. And you need to go there when it's quiet and other people aren't around. And
exactly.
It's night.
And you can work with the energies and things like that.
Right.
Because other than that, you've got too many energies. You've got all these people running around trying to do their own agendas and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Which is usually
partying. Have you ever been to the Queen Mary or Myrtle's Plantation?
No.
Not yet, but they are on our list.
Yeah, they're on the list.
You know, I'm doing a book, Ghost Doctor 2, Europe, and I'm going to go to the castles.
Oh, man.
In Ireland and Scotland, and we're going to do a whole book on that, and that's going to be crazy. I think it's even going to be better than Ghost.
I think it'll be better. We've talked about that on Ghostly Talk here concerning Europe, especially England, because, I mean, England is notorious for its haunted castles.
And so much activity there. It's a hot spot because you have so much more history and bloodshed.
That was, and we were also, one of the theories that people deducted from that is that the particular stone they used to build these monuments back then, it was a very porous type stone.
Yes.
And you were talking about impressions earlier, types of imprints.
And how people can be, or a spirit can be attached to things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's one of the theories they propose, especially in England, is that these porous stones are able to suck in more, how would you say, like the energy.
Or
yeah,
there's more there to attach to.
Yeah. So that's. I think if you're going to do Ghost Talker 2 in Europe, you're going to be going insane there.
This is going to be awesome.
I'm telling you, I was scared on this trip. We went across the United States. I was really kind of freaked out a couple of times because, you know, being grabbed at and then hearing those sounds. And when we were in Cloudcroft, we actually heard the ghost that we call Elizabeth. That was her name in life. She was chained to the radiator. She showed up for the video camera. She's a pretty active ghost. She roams through this hotel. She cried out like a whale, and everybody heard it.
Oh, man.
The people that were from the town, the county, the two ladies that were there, the two girls that were with me. So there was like five of us, and it was just, it just hits you to your bones, you know?
Did you get that on tape and stuff?
we went back. Yeah, I recorded the whole time I was walking through the hotel, and when we went back, it didn't pick up. It, you know, what was really crazy is that I find what we hear to our ear, the human ear, doesn't always show up on the equipment, but vice versa. But then what you don't hear does show up on the equipment. It's more sensitive.
I've heard that, too.
Yeah, it can pick up sound that the ear, human ear, doesn't hear.
Well, they theorize that just because of the low, the decibel levels are so low.
Yeah, the frequency.
The human ear, you cannot hear, the human ear can't pick that up.
Right, it's a different frequency range.
Yeah, but types of recording equipment, analog and digital, can pick up those low signals.
That's the advantage of having that. I mean, I really, I'm more old school, I guess. I don't know. You know, today when you see these stories being done, or a lot of the ghost hunters that we have today, whether they call themselves amateurs or they're, you know, more experienced and well-known, I find... use equipment because they want the scientific backup. I don't blame them. I mean, even
yeah.
I went in with equipment. So
well, it helps with it helps for verification purposes
yeah.
as well.
But for me, you know, when I went in just using my own antenna, and that's great for me. But like you said, I needed to try to document and get it down for those skeptical people and say, "See, look."
Well, that's the whole basis of this show right here. That's what we're doing, right? That's the whole bottom line is that unfortunately, I mean, I would like to be able to be an antenna like yourself.
Right.
But I mean, and I'm not doubting your convictions either.
No, in fact,
but
he's aspiring to
but yeah, we do have the equipment also. Just
yeah, you
we
got
want,
to,
we,
I guess.
We have to document this somehow.
Hey, what do? You do photos and you do...
Recordings
yeah.
and videos.
Analog photos and digital photos.
We also use divining rods sometimes.
Okay, do you work with a compass or
we have used compass and thermometer equipment as well.
When we were going downstairs into the lower part when we were in Cloudcroft, I'm trying to remember what Melina had in her hand, if it was a compass or if she had, but it started spinning in the opposite direction.
Oh, man. Wow.
And
yes.
So like that kind of, you know, you wouldn't have that, I suppose, unless you have to have the equipment. And when you have the equipment starts going crazy like that, then you definitely know you have something.
Then you know something's
happening. The temperature, to pick up the how cold it can get in the cold spots when you're dealing with waywards. You ever notice the difference in temperature?
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, you're talking about, in this sample chapter, for example, again, I find that, you know, we've went out with sensitives and psychics. And I found that, especially with someone like you and your group, your entourage, I guess, what, I don't know what it is now, but...
posse.
The posse.
There you go.
Posse, okay? that if you can find a healthy medium between the two types of technologies, your natural technology, along with the physical technologies created by man today, for example, you said you were talking about taking photos, and you're walking around and you're going, hey, start shooting over there.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
You're using both technologies very effectively in that situation.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It was a marriage, I suppose, or
yeah.
And of the two, and it really was great because we had the advantage, I think, because I could do that, and then I could point to the right direction, and we could capture it.
Yeah.
I suppose if you didn't have that, you wouldn't. You know, you're going to be very limited.
Well, we've done the exact same things numerous times with people. Where we've had
pictures over there.
I feel something over there. Shoot over there.
Exactly.
And we've done it. It's and it's worked. Let's play. Let's see. Does Will have that?
Yeah, we have it queued up right now.
Now
this
you're
is
not going to be able to hear it while we're playing it, but we did.
I'm
talk
sure you're
with
familiar
you
with it though.
Yeah, we talked about you or we talked about it with you briefly, and you had said that this was in a room. Remind us what the setup was for this clip that was on your site.
Okay, it was called the Slave Chorus. It just sounds terrible, doesn't it? But you have to remember it was a plantation.
Yeah.
And today it is a bed and breakfast that people come from all over the world. This is actually the grounds on the plantation that they set up a little four rooms, you know, next to each other. You know, just think of a little, like, stretch of a building that goes, you know, the length, right? And then there's four rooms set up for people to stay outside of the main house. This noise was coming from in the room and then right outside of the room, the front door. It has a very very basic room, you know, just a bed, a dresser, because it's supposed to have the whole effect from that time, 1700s, 1800s. The equipment was placed right outside the front door, hid in the bushes, so that no one would see it, any of the other people that were staying there, which, you know, there was a maximum, I think, of 10 rooms that could be occupied between the main house and the slave quarters. So my assistant was actually taking a bath, and we were up in the main house, and she kept hearing this noise, like tapping. To her, to the ear, it sounded like tapping. But as she sat in the bathtub, sometimes it would just get a little bit louder. That's what got her attention to put the tape out there in the first place. And then I told you, we went out there and we would tap and, like, get it. It answered. It would answer us back. It would mimic the sound that we were doing by knocking on the wood, like a post that was holding, you know.
Okay, why don't we give it a shot?
Yeah, give it a shot, because really, I mean, it's...
Yeah. Let's hear it. And
we're gonna probably play, we'll play, like, the first minute, minute and a half, okay? So just give us a second here.
Tell you what, everyone. Okay, we've heard that. Now we're going to switch it over. We're going to go to 4 minutes in, and we're going to hear 4 minutes into it. So go ahead and try. Okay. This is 3:52 in, so we're coming up. Here comes 4 minutes right now.
Now, that's what caught my ear, was that...
Yeah. It, and it's a noticeable change in the...
Yeah.
It's a change in the rhythm.
Well, yeah,
yeah.
The rhythm's there. That's a given.
Yeah.
But at 4 minutes and 2 seconds into that piece of audio, there's a... You hear like a flashing, kind of like maybe if you're ripping a piece of paper.
That's true, yeah.
That's what really caught my ear.
All right.
Go ahead and fade it down.
Okay.
So... Now, mind you, this was in a bush outside of this cabin, or this little
where
shack.
People were hearing knocking, and you can... You hear the crickets
a
lot.
Crickets,
yeah.
It's under the crickets. The crickets are loud.
The crickets are loud, and then
under
it, there is a knocking, and I'm going to tap on my microphone. It's a little rhythm kind of like this.
Well, it gets faster. The rhythms change.
Can't even keep up with it.
The funniest... I can, though, because I'm a musician. But... that's what I was saying, though, because I this morning I was sitting there listening to that, and I kept replaying it over and over, because it starts to get very intense towards the end. Like, it's like almost as if it was an actual, like, ritual going on where...
That's the information that I got was,
yeah,
like, this was a...
This is getting more and more intense. We're building up the drama, but the rhythm itself, I sat there... And whoever's doing that has got a very good meter, by the way. Because I sat there...
Well, I'll tell you, it wasn't any human, because there was only... there was my assistant in the one room, there was a lady and her husband in the room next to them, and then at that particular night, the one room next to them was not occupied, and then there was another person, woman, staying with a friend in the room. The four rooms. So only three were occupied, and the lady next door came out of her room and said, "What the hell is that? Do you hear that?"
And
would you please stop knocking?
There was no running water around there, because that's the one thing I kept hearing. I told you that on the break, is that I could hear, like, it sounded like
the whoosh or
whatever. Like, just like some dripping water.
Yeah,
going down.
One lady said, "Is there construction going on?" You know, your ear, it sounded just like knocking or hammering. Now, but yet when you listen to that,
it's got a rhythm.
Different thing.
It's got a perfect rhythm.
Yeah. So that was pretty crazy. But that, there were so many things that happened while we were there for the 3 days that were crazy. That was just one of them of many, which I talk about when I wrote, you know, Ghost Stalker. You know, if anyone that listens to this, they can go to the website, MichelleWhiteDust.com, and pull this up.
Pull the whole thing down. It's an amazing piece of audio.
So it's MichelleWhiteDove.com.
Yeah.
And, yeah, the audio's up there, the sample chapter from the book.
There's
Ghost
pictures
Stalker
up there from your trip also we have to look at.
You know, I didn't get as much as I'd hoped that I would get, believe it or not, on with pictures, but yet I got things that I didn't think that I would get. You know what I mean? So it's interesting how it's never what I think when you're going in, you have this expectation or expectations of what you want to capture while you're there. And they definitely set their own rules.
Oh,
well, you have an excellent orb shot. I was looking at the pictures this morning again. And I noticed that, well, you did comment on it also in the caption. You're like, yeah, we saw this particular orb or soul was looking at us out of a window. And the shot is an orb. And we've picked up shots like this before, which are my personal favorites when it comes to orbs or globulars, is the ones that are in motion.
Yeah.
Where they look like a comet. And you can actually see a tail coming off of them, which, you know, it's safe to assume that, okay, that thing's moving pretty fast. You know?
Yeah, the people don't realize that they have the advantage. They are outside of time and distance or space, so they can move like, you know, poof. They can be in one room and then be in the next.
You know, there is so much more to learn, and we have like a minute and a half left with Michelle.
Yeah.
First of all, I'll tell you what, rather than asking you all these more questions that I could go for decades with you, Michelle. But what I'm wondering is, next on your plate, you've got this phenomenal career already. You know, you've written the book. You do psychic mediumship. You've been on the Ghost Tour of America, and of course you do Beyond Worlds. And what I'm wondering is, what's next? I mean, next is Ghost Stalker 2?
Yes, actually, I'm trying to wrap up the children's book that I'm doing right now that's called My Invisible Friends.
Oh, what a great idea.
Yeah, which is not ghosts, but is their guardian angels are like spirit guides, you know, so it's a little bit different, but it's still spirits in that next realm. And then I'm still, you know, I'll continue to work on my show, Between Worlds with Michelle White Dove. And then, yes, I'm going to Europe. We're planning on doing it in December.
Good
on time. Christmas break, going out there for 2 weeks and writing Ghost Stalker 2, Europe, we call it, Ghost Stalker 2 in Europe. And that's really what's next as far as ghost hunting and writing. And then, again, I still do private counseling sessions, and I do a lot of guest spots on TV. I'm a busy girl. If you
yeah, it sounds like it.
It will actually show you everything that I'm doing and where I'm going.
Yeah, everything's on the website. You can actually be contacted right through your website also. Your email address
contact
is on there, too.
Me. I always promise everyone that I look at all of my emails. I'm not one of those people that have somebody else answer them.
We do the same thing here, too.
Yeah, and then I just let Scott do it.
There you go. Well, Shantae, you know, goes through them, but I promise everyone I always read them and I answer them. Of course, if they're trying to go me and ask a million personal questions, obviously I don't have time for that, but
yeah.
Try to be pretty good about that because, you know, these people, when you get to a certain place in success or fame, people forget about, I think, where maybe they started out or that, you know, they forget to keep it personal, and I don't know, I think that's important.
Well, you're absolutely phenomenal. You're out there, you're doing this stuff. We're out there and doing this stuff, but we're not doing it on TV.
Right, so, well, not yet.
Never know, you just might be, though.
Well,
we're working
you
on
know,
it.
The roads, we were promised an hour, but did you ever in a million years think you would be doing like what you're doing today, like 10 years ago? Like, did you draw out a business plan, or did this just sort of happen?
Not 10 years ago. I've been doing this about 7 or 8 years, but I used to own a beauty salon, okay, and was in business for myself, but just never dreamed that I would go this far. I had a near-death experience when I was 18, and they told me all these things, you know, that I'd be helping people and servicing humanity and doing the work that I do today. But, you know, saying that, there's always that part of you that goes, yeah, okay. And I remember in front of a psychic in Casadega. I don't know if you're familiar with that town, Casadega.
Mm-hmm.
It's outside of Daytona Beach or Orlando, that area.
Yep.
The witch town, they call it.
Oh, yeah.
And she sat in front of me like years before I started doing this full time and the way that I am. And she said, oh, you're going to write books and you're going to be famous. And I started laughing in her face. I still feel bad about that today. But it just goes to show you that, you know, it's somewhat of a surprise, but I really love what I do, and I plan on continuing to do it.
Well,
congratulations.
It's been such a pleasure and an honor to have you on.
Thank you. Again, if everyone out there listening, or when they do listen, check out Ghost Stalker, the book, and there are other books that I've written, and also go to the website, because that will give you a good idea of, you know.
It's a lot of information on there.
I'll be ordering Ghost Stalker now, because the sample chapter is not enough. I need the whole thing. Thank you so much, Michelle.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Take care. So that was Michelle White Dove.
Yeah.
And go to michellewhitedove.com.
Yeah. And check it out. Like we keep saying, there's a ton of information there. But really, the book, like just the sample chapter, I got a chance to go through that in depth, and I pulled out like three or four things where I was like, wow, you know, I've been through the same thing myself, that same dilemma, mm-hmm. or I've done that exact same thing. So it's very down to earth, and for us, it hits home.
Yeah, because this is what we do. We run around and do this stuff.
And she did the exact same thing, except she got to go traveling around a little bit more.
I know. I'm jealous.
I'm so jealous.
That's why I can't wait to read the book. So.
Yeah, so we'll be back here in a few minutes. We need a break here. I'm burnt.
Yeah.
Per usual.
I'm going to go get more ice.
We'll be right back here on Ghostly Talk.
See you soon.
think it's coming
what,
again.
What song is this?
Actually, this is Motorhead.
Motorhead?
Covering a Sex Pistols song.
Okay.
God Save the Queen. But, you know, Motorhead, they don't need to cover anything. They're legends, but they covered this tune. And okay. I saw the hook.
Ah, for me.
I saw the hook, and I'm like, okay, it's definitely going to be a part of the Ghost and Talk programming schedule.
I love it.
What?
Reminds me of my childhood in the 80s. I grew up in the 80s. I mean, I'm
so
an 80s child, you know. And
I grew up in the 80s, too. I was just younger than you.
Yeah.
A little bit younger.
Shut up.
I was a little bit younger.
Okay.
A little
that's
bit.
Much better.
There you go. You see?
Now,
I'll sugarcoat that.
I have to say, we were super lucky to get to talk to Michelle.
Yeah.
Do you know, that last question I asked about the 10-year thing, you know, well, even 2 years ago.
Well, yeah. I know
never,
exactly where you were going with that.
I never in a million years thought that I would be doing the show, and then even a year ago when we started doing the show, a little bit over a year, and then even in December when we got the phone in line, although it went live in January, I never thought that I would get to talk with folks like Mark Russell Bell and like Michelle. It's just amazing.
Well, you know, it's funny.
And even Phobos. Now, I have a question. Now, Phobos, you know, he calls in from England, right?
Yeah.
Because he's got Wiz Techno stuff.
I'll just keep my eye on the phone here.
Keep your eye on that light. No, when he calls in, we would have never been able to do this kind of stuff.
No.
Like 2 years ago, I never would have imagined. And
it's funny, Michelle brought up Florida, too.
Uh-huh.
Because we've discussed this on the show. I had, like, my first real psychic reading down there. My first, like, card reading down there.
Oh, yeah.
And that was in February of 2000. February 2001. It was February of 2001, actually. I took a trip to Florida, and me and my friend just cruised around Florida and just, like, went to Orlando, and we pretty much covered
Woo!
The whole state. It was just a wild
oh,
time.
Yeah.
The rental car got some miles put on it. But we ended up at this place called Pirates Dinner Adventure, right in Orlando.
Oh, it sounds
now,
really cool.
When I was younger, when I wore a younger man's coat, when I was in high school, I was a band kid, right?
We talked
about this. And I think I talked to you about King Henry's Feast.
Yes.
Single-handedly, the greatest night of my life was spent at King Henry's Feast in Orlando, Florida. I came down there. One of the things on my itinerary was to go back to King Henry's Feast. I knew exactly where to go.
Yeah.
Got in the car, drove from, where was I staying at? We were staying at Newport Richey.
Yeah.
Drove to Orlando. It's a two-hour drive to Orlando from Newport Richey. Drove right up to the driveway. Closed.
No.
For good. Shut down. Empty castle. So I'm like, oh,
terrible.
I was so shot. So we ended up, I'm like, what else is around here? Well, Pirates Dinner Adventure. You know?
Oh, there
well,
you go.
So, yeah, we hung out there. So after about six Coors Lights, we were waiting to get into, like, the actual, like, show. Kind of lit up.
Yeah.
I see tarot readings.
Tarot. Yeah.
I get it! Too late
beep,
for this.
Beep. Okay.
It's too late for this. Tarot readings.
Yeah.
Dumb American kid. I say it how I see it.
At the edge.
I say
yeah.
it how I see it, okay?
Okay.
And I don't want to, you know, you're not supposed to give out too many details, but one of the details that was given to me was that, Scott, you're going to be making a very big change. You're going to be going on a big journey. You're going to have a big change happen to you mentally and physically.
You've changed since I've known you.
Yeah. That was 2 years ago. I met you October of 2001.
Yep.
And at that time in my life, I had no idea I'd be sitting down in a basement in a cloud of smoke.
Every Sunday.
Talking to spirit mediums, psychics, doing a show nonetheless. And it has, you know, I knew exactly what you were talking about with her. 10 years ago, did you think you were doing this? Would you ever be doing something like this?
The thing is, I know people who've planned out their lives. They know exactly, you know, I'm gonna graduated 18, get my first car, my first new car at 22, and have this and that kind of salary,
yeah.
and work in this and that kind of industry, and then you know, put this much in my 401ks, and
right.
then have two kids and a car and a motorboat and a.
That's how our parents did it.
They know exactly how their lives are going to go.
I thought that's how my life was going to go too at one time.
Yeah.
And then I woke up.
and started.
Then I woke up and said, you know what, and I have respect for people that can are that disciplined in life, that are that disciplined that they can set out and go, this is exactly what I'm going to do, and nothing is going to steer me away from it. Me, on the other hand, though, and I know you too, kind of follow our passions in
yeah.
life. Whether they're going to pay us a lot of money or not, we
yeah,
just follow them regardless.
Yeah, this doesn't pay anything.
This don't pay anything.
But
we're still here every week doing this because
yep.
it's a passion of ours now, and it's turned into our little baby. So we do it regardless. I could spend another 2 hours at work and make more money, or I can be here, and I'd rather be here.
Mm-hmm.
That's how people think nowadays.
Well, to me,
a lot more people think like that.
Yeah, for me, these 2 hours are worth more than, you know, a full 8 hour day at work because of
what we get out of it. Yeah,
yeah, because of what you get out of
and
it.
The people we're talking to now, the changes we're making, we're trying to step it up a little bit. We've been working on this for 7 months now, trying new things. You know, trying to really meet the standards, so to say. I guess
I think we should have a radio or a call in interview with Phobos.
Yeah, that's just
I mean he
no, you know, here's an idea. And Phobos is in the chat room right now.
Yeah,
here we go. Here we go. We're going to play a game, if Phobos agrees to this,
yeah.
called Stumped Phobos.
Oh, my God.
Phobos, I'm looking at the screen right now, and now, Will, you can be my little commentator here or whatever. Phobos is probably not, well, he'll probably be calling in here, and he's going to yell at me.
Yeah. No, I don't like this game. No, I think that's an excellent idea. You mean because, all right, here's the deal. But let me set this up again real quick.
Okay.
The guy from StagehandTools.com.
Yeah.
Sent us a box of goodies. And
and
here's what happens. We looked at this box of goodies, and now we are amateur ghost hunters, right?
Yeah.
And we go out at night in the dark and fumble
yeah.
with our equipment and
yeah.
and have to take pictures and do this stuff because
uh-huh.
that's what we do.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of our listeners are, of course, amateur ghost hunters as well.
Yeah.
And they do much the same things. Go out at night and fumble with their equipment.
Yeah.
The people who do stagehand work, you know, they're in behind a play, you know, behind the scenes of a play.
Yeah.
In the dark, running around, and they have to carry their equipment around in case something falls, breaks off, whatever.
Yeah.
That's what Stagehand Tools sells, is they sell these things that attach to your belt or these sacks and these different organizer things. And what they do is it's perfect gear for a ghost hunter.
Yeah.
So the guy from Scott, who also did the
Scott
intro,
Kern,
the
yeah.
new Scott Kern for the new intro.
Scott K.
He sent us this box of stuff, and it is perfect for ghost hunters. So what we were going to do is we're like, okay, what are we going to do?
We
got to
find a contest. And, of course, we haven't done a damn thing about it yet.
No, because we're busy. You know,
but we usually figure out the majority of our stuff on the air live with you people, so it's more of a interactive show that way.
Yeah,
so, okay.
Suddenly you have this idea.
Well, no, okay, we have that. We have that set up. Now, what we'll do if Phobos agrees to this, because I don't see the phone. I'm waiting for the phone to start blinking for us to get yelled at.
He's working on the relays. I heard
yeah,
the,
he maybe. Okay, well, he's got a big surprise coming when he comes back. If he agrees to do this, what we'll do is...
I can't wait till he hears the replay.
Yeah, throughout the week, you people out there to listen to the show or listen to Zero Point or whatnot, you think of the most ridiculous question as it applies to the paranormal world.
Oh, must have.
Now that's a big
world.
Umbrella though.
Yeah.
A lot of this stuff ties in, so there's going to be a lot of things you can ask. Okay. You'll have to email the question to us.
GhostlyTalk@ghostlytalk.com.
Okay, along with the answer too.
Some way to obtain the answer.
Well, yeah.
We're going to have to know the question and the answer.
Yeah, Phobos won't know.
He won't know what the question is, and he won't know what the answer
is. On my unborn children, he won't know that. He will not know the question or the answer. So he will not be able to prepare for this. It'll be all flying. That's if he agrees to it. Oh, boy, we're going to get in trouble. Oh, we are in such trouble right now.
But Phobos, now, remember his areas of expertise. People have listened to Ghostly Talk for weeks and weeks and weeks, right?
Uh-huh.
he's got certain areas of expertise. One thing that you probably wouldn't want to do is like dig through a book and find some odd reference to one guy who once did something.
Yeah, we're talking about hard science here.
Science,
we're talking about things that you have to think about.
Yeah, thought kind of things and stuff.
This isn't going to be a quiz bowl. This
yeah,
is gonna be
it's
trivia.
Not like, what year was Kreskin born?
Exactly.
You know, although he might know that.
He might
but,
know it,
you know,
but this isn't trivia.
Yeah, this isn't trivia. It's more like, you know, find something really good and interesting that we've covered or not covered on Ghostly Talk.
Yeah.
Pose a question, put the answer, email it to ghostlytalk@ghostlytalk.com. Include your address.
If you don't want to, we can email back to you and get your address, and we will. We'll snail mail you.
One of the things from Stagehand Tools.
We're trying to find a way to get rid of this stuff and promote Stagehand Tools. Also, I think we just figured it out.
I think that's it. The Stump Phobos.
As long as Phobos segment. Is cool with that,
I think it's awesome.
We're gonna have to stump Phobos. Hopefully, God, where's he at when you need him? He's always around.
Well,
I know he's working. He's
well,
working
here's
relays.
What happened. Just before the guest came on, we got her on the phone.
Uh-huh.
They had a power outage in Texas.
Yeah.
At ZPR HQ. Well, then, as we were leaving. The relays in Europe went down.
Yeah.
So, you know.
So we're having problems back and forth. But yeah. Hopefully Phobos will be, he'll agree to take part in this.
Oh, this would rock.
I think it would be a very cool thing for him to do. I'm just waiting for him to, like, I'm looking at the phone, I'm looking at the computer screen right now. One of the two, but I don't see anything yet, so we have to fill 10 minutes. So
what do you want to do, read the chat rooms for 10 minutes?
I'm going to read the chat rooms for 10 minutes. Hey, how you doing? Wink, wink. Rez, hugs!
Well, I have to say, okay, that's another thing. For example, we've got a call. Good.
Boy.
We'll see who we got.
Frank's House, Chicken and Ribs, how can I help you?
Guten Tagen.
Hey, we were talking about you.
Yeah, did you feel something burning, like a knife in your back or anything like that?
Well, I'm just Ryan, but there's probably something there.
Phobos, we got a question for you.
Sure.
Or did you hear this on the relay?
I've
partly heard it and then sort of made my way to
So we basically called you out. Okay, so cool. The mouse cooked the cheese. You're on the air. Excellent. Thank you. Question for you. We're going to ask you in front of the whole listening audience. We got the stuff from Stagehand Tools we need to get rid of. Not get rid of,
but we
want to give it away to people that want it.
Scott K. of StagehandTools.com, he had sent us this stuff, and he's like, you know, take something out of it that you might like to ghost hunt with, and then with the rest of it, because he there's a whole box full of stuff here. With the rest of it, you know, your listeners ghost hunt and stuff, so give it to them, you know, do a contest or whatever. So we've got a box full of stuff to give away.
Yeah.
And we were going to try and come up with a contest, and then Scott L. here had this brilliant idea just a few moments ago.
It's called sleep debt, man. I'm like dead tired right now, and I get my best ideas when I'm dead tired. Would you like to take part, or actually be the focus of, a contest we wanted to call Stump Phobos?
Okay.
Because you usually call it and stump us.
Yeah.
So we're wondering.
We want to drill to you a little bit.
We have actually been rendered.
Turn the tables speechless. Time.
What? Yeah, turn the tables a bit. What, if we got listeners or folks to send in questions, they'd also have to send in the answer because it might stump Doug.
Yeah.
And I don't want
Scott
it to
L.
stump. Or Scott L. And so we want the question and the answer. They email it to us, and then we get you on the phone, and we pose the questions to you and see if they stump you.
Oh, okay. All right, we'll do it.
We'll do it?
You down with it? You down with it? Is that cool?
I'll try it.
I don't want to blow your credibility here. I don't want to mess you up. If you don't want to do it, just let us know. It's cool.
No, we'll do it. We'll do it.
All right.
Awesome. Now, I've already made it quite clear that it's not a trivia contest.
Yeah,
like, what year was
yeah.
Kreskin born or something
yeah.
like that.
It's going to be
nothing like that. It's going to be like scientific ideas and
as
things
it applies
like that.
To the paranormal world.
As it applies to the paranormal, the stuff that we talk about when you call in.
That's fine.
Excellent.
Oh, okay. This rocks.
So this is what we're going to do, people, Stump then.
Phobos.
Phobos is here. He's calling you all out. He thinks you're all chumps. You're not as smart as he is. We all know you're not as smart as he is, but you're going to try to disprove that, okay? So this week, You got to bust. Well, you have to think a little bit. Maybe refer to a few things. Like we said, this isn't going to be a trivia contest or anything like that. And pose us some excellent questions along with the answer or a way we can find the answer, okay? And we're not going to show it to this guy on the phone either. He's not going to see anything. Right, Phobos?
No, I'm not looking at the phone.
He's not. His eyes are closed right now. He's not going to see anything.
He's not looking at the phone.
He's not looking at the phone. Okay, so...
contest is void where prohibited.
Yeah.
And of course there's cool busting bags. That's the name for them now, I think.
What's that?
The busting bags.
The busting bags.
I think ghost busting.
Ghost busting.
Ghost
you get yourself a busting bag.
Okay, well yeah, we have one of those here.
There's actually a ton of different kinds of equipment in there.
Yeah, the box is sitting here, but it's too far away for me to reach.
Yeah, so we
plus I have a pizza in me and I can't move that much right
so
now.
So we're not going to dig through, but if somebody does stump you, they'll get a prize.
They'll get a prize. And it'll be mailed care of Doug and Scott L. on us. Our compliments.
Yeah.
We'll pay for the postage.
We will send it to them. If they stump you.
Failure can actually make people happy.
I think it's awesome.
If you're cool with that, like I said, we were running our traps here per usual without it was kind of a spur of the moment thing, and we thought, hopefully he'll go along with it when he calls or
after we
set the whole thing up.
Yeah, we're like, oh man, this is a great thing, and then we didn't check with the exact person who we need to make it work.
Well, cool with that. Thank you. No, we appreciate that, Phobos, because you call in here and you lay down this science on us, and we're like, I never thought about it that way.
Yeah.
Or if you can even get that out, it's like, okay.
So, but we are going to screen the questions. If there's like no, if there are trivia kinds of things, we're not going to.
Yeah, we're not. It's going to be
a hard science
question. It's
got to be something that we think that is something that you should would have addressed on the show. And but if it's trivia kind of stuff, you know,
won't happen.
What color blouse was Madame Touché?
We're
going
to try to level the playing field for everybody here. So Phobos. Oh man, this is gonna be fun.
This could be like the best internet radio promotion.
I think Phobos is gonna be on the next plane here. Phobos is gonna be on the next plane here just to slap me in the head.
What's going on the next show? Do you know? Are we having a guest?
Next week, actually, we may have a guest. I'm not sure who it's gonna be yet, though. We will have a guest, though.
Oh, we don't know.
We don't know yet.
Oh.
We will have a guest, though.
Great.
We're gonna have Phobos on.
We'll have Phobos. We'll have the stump Phobos.
That's gonna be part of the show. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that this week you guys are going to be, I'm going to open up my mailbox tomorrow when I get home from work, and I'm going to see like 50 emails with different questions, right, people? Right, Scott, yeah. Right.
So anyway, yeah.
So Phobos' cheeks are all red right now.
So what did you think of Michelle, Phobos?
Shame we had a couple little problems with the power and so on.
There was...
The relay seemed to get a bit of it, but it went well.
Yeah, I mean, it happened on both ends at 7:30 and 8:30. Basically, Texas went down at 7:30, and then 8:30, you guys went down in Europe.
Yeah, well, we do tend to get it from time to time, but fortunately, it's like pretty easy to fix. It's a very simple fix to it.
Excellent. Well, that's good.
Cool. Straight away, fortunately.
That's the only thing I was thinking at 7:30. It's like, okay, great, we have this lady on, and we're going to be talking to her for an hour, and no one's going to hear
us. And it's only going to be an archive show.
Yeah, it's going to be an archive show.
But it turned out they got the power back on in Texas. That was good. So,
yeah,
I guess...
It's almost 9 o'clock.
That's it. We're going to...
We got to thank Phobos.
Yes, Phobos, this is going to rock.
This is going to be a lot of fun. Thank you for putting up with our antics. We apologize in advance.
Yes, we apologize in advance.
Yeah, for the stupidity. We might reach a new low this week. We'll have to watch out.
We'll find out.
Yeah, we'll have to see what you said. Email the questions in. We'll have to screen them, of course, but we will email you and let you know if we're gonna put it on the air or not. Okay, so you'll know what's going on. Everybody will be taken care of.
Yeah,
won't be any problem. We have to thank Michelle White Dove.
Yes.
Tonight. She did an excellent job. Thank you very much.
And Mark, I'm putting the links in right after the show, so
yeah,
you'll be able to download.
Guys, hang in there. We're making changes. We're going. But this week is going to be a wild one because you guys are going to be working for us now.
Yeah.
All right, so on that note, I'm Scott L.
And I'm Doug.
And this was Ghostly Talk.
true science will not deny the existence of things because they cannot be weighed and measured. It will rather lead us to believe that the wonders and subtleties of possible existence surpass all that our mental powers allow us clearly to perceive.
We must ignore no existence whatsoever. We may variously interpret or explain its meaning and origin, but if a phenomenon does exist, it demands some kind of explanation.
A quote from the Principles of Science, William Stanley Jevons, 1835 to 1885.